I'd like to turn to two verses that tell us of Jesus. First being in the first epistle to John, chapter 5, page 1483, my Bible. 1 John 5, and verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we should know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. And then in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9. Page 1281, John 9, and verse 11. Verse 11, just a little way into the verse, a man called Jesus made mud and anointed mine eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. And having gone and washed, I saw. What a Saviour we have to present tonight. The Saviour called Jesus. Do you know him? We sang of him in our first hymn together. Oh, such a friend. That's what Jesus came to be able to draw near to each one of us as a friend, as a saviour, as a shepherd. One that was prepared to carry out the will of God his Father, to suffer and to die there upon the cross. The cross that we've read of this afternoon. It may be so long ago, and yet it's still affecting as we read together the sufferings of a Saviour. One that is the only one that could have possibly gone that way. The perfect Lamb of God, the taker away of the sin of the world, your sins, my sins. Does it not affect you when you consider that God in love was prepared to give his only Son? I was affected by what we were reading of in the house just a few weeks back about when candy canes were first made in Germany in the 1700s. It was to remind the children about Jesus. Candy canes were made with a red stripe through them against a white background, reminding those that had them as a sweet of the stripes that were put upon the back of our Lord Jesus Christ. That blood that was shed on Calvary's cross the Lord Jesus shed his blood that our sins might be taken away. that we might be washed in his precious blood, to take away the filthy sins that we have committed. But also that candy cane, it's shaped like a shepherd's crook. The shepherd would use it to bring a lamb nearer to himself. But also, if you turn that crook upside down, what letter does it make? It makes the letter J, the first letter of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We have much to remind us of Jesus and his wonderful love that he has shown each one of us. How can you resist such a Saviour? A Saviour that was prepared to come down from heaven's heights to this poor, sin-stricken world. This man that we've read of in John chapter 9, he was blind. He didn't know who Jesus was. But he finds out. He's able to tell those that were questioning him, how was he healed? Who had healed him? He answered, a man called Jesus. And he's obedient to what the Lord Jesus asked him to do. Go to Siloam and wash. The Lord Jesus is asking us to do something tonight. That is to put our trust in him. Have you trusted the Lord Jesus? Not only as a friend that we've sung of, but a friend and a saviour. As a counsellor and guide, as a defender. All these things the Lord Jesus is. He has drawn each one of us with the cords of love. Love displayed by Jesus there at Calvary. And so in the Epistle to John we read, and we know that the Son of God has come. I'm sure we've all heard of Jesus. Sadly, in this world around us, we hear the name of Jesus as a curse. The Lord Jesus became a curse for each one of us as he hung there upon the tree. Men cursed him, spat upon him. But as we noticed, he answered not a word. That's Jesus that I would present to each one of you tonight, the Son of God, who has given us understanding that we should know him. I would that each one asks themselves. It would apply to the preacher as well. Have you accepted Jesus as your Saviour? Have you come to know what Jesus has done for you? We know from just these two verses what Jesus has done, and we know that it's true. There's many things that are untrue in this world, but we know that the Word of God is true and living and sharper than any two-edged sword. And that we know that the Son of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. When we see that letter J for Jesus, what do we think of? Do we think of a Saviour? Do we think of him as a friend? He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Even when we turn our backs on him, even when we don't listen, he's there. What a friend we have in Jesus. One that you can trust in. We're reminded very often in this world that we cannot always trust those around us, but we can trust in Jesus. He's there. He's our defender. He's one that has shown his wondrous love for you and for me. And nothing can separate us. The question is asked in that hymn that we sang. Shall life or death, shall earth or hell separate us? Nothing can sever us from his wondrous power that's been made known to us in these scriptures that we've referred to tonight. That we need to trust the one that God has given, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's repeated so often in Scripture, to be able to trust and obey. What are you going to do tonight, dear friend? Sometimes it's hard to always do what we're told to do. I'm sure we've all disobeyed. But when one such as Jesus was prepared to die, to take our place, the wonder of the way that the Lord Jesus went to die on Calvary's cross, as the perfect sacrifice, the only way that our sins could be forgiven, was for the perfect Lamb of God, the one that did no sin, the one that was made sin. We can trust in him, surely. May it be the portion of each one tonight to trust in him and know him as a saviour and friend. May it be so, for his name's sake.
Amen.